This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 20. I'm expanding my team. What's up, everybody? We just hit a new milestone. We're on episode 20. I'd like to thank every one of you for reaching out to me, the emails, hitting me up on social media, listening to the show. I appreciate every one of you. Thank you so much. I gotta admit, I am busier than ever now. So between the podcast, the real estate, the coaching, the niche sites, the Amazon business my wife and I started, I am busier than ever and I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm sure everyone you can relate to this. So having said that, I've always had a huge problem hiring help and expanding my team because I have that mentality of if I'm not doing something myself, it's not getting done right, but this holds us back from expanding and growing bigger. So while we're talking about outsourcing, let's talk about outsourcing in real estate. But before I get into that, I got to tell you about this video that we posted on Facebook and YouTube the other day. And my buddy Dan needed me to go with him to check out a property. He had just evicted the tenants from here and there was pit bulls running wild in this house. So Dan was scared to go there because he figured the dogs would eat him or the former tenants might be there and beat him up. So I was a security guard because I'm huge and I'm sure you see me in the pictures and know that. So if you haven't seen this video, get over to Facebook and check it out. I'll post it in the show note links, but it's the most disturbing thing. The whole house was actually filled with dog poo from top to bottom and garbage everywhere. So it was the most insane thing I'd ever walked into, and I've seen a ton of crazy things in the business. Now, what does this have to do with outsourcing? Here's the reality. Dan and I, although we loved walking this property and shooting videos and laughing and getting pictures and being totally disgusted, what were we doing there handling that? We should have outsourced this to one of our team members that handles the rehabs, and we could have been focused on new deals or our brainstorming plan to clean up this disaster of a property that he had just taken back. So that's one thing that you need to do for outsourcing, and shame on us for not handling that. Next thing I want to talk about is I'm on the prowl for multi-unit real estate properties. I'm looking for commercial mixed-use buildings. That's the first part I'm going to cover on this. So what I did is I have three team members of mine, and they're out scouting properties within one zip code. And I gave them, you know, strict guidelines to follow as far as price point, rehab cost, rentals, you know, rental income in the area. And, you know, just to confirm that there's no liens on it and things like that. So rather than me driving around looking at all these multi-units, which could be dogs and duds, and I'm wasting a whole day away, they're doing all this work for me now. And after they scout the deals and they go through my checklist and everything checks out and they take the pictures, then they present it to me. And from that point, if I like what I see in the pictures and the video, then I know if it's worth my time going out and checking it out. So I'm not driving around aimlessly looking at these properties. All the legwork's been done. And then at that point, if I decide to make a move on it, I know it's a great deal. And these guys and gals that are doing this for me, I'm not paying them hourly either. They're being paid on performance. So if I actually go out, buy the property and close on the property, they're getting paid right off the hood at the closing table. So this gives them incentive to only, you know, they don't want to waste their time either. So they're only scouting out good deals that they think I'm going to bring the check in for. So everybody's utilizing the best amount of their time on these deals like this. Now, if you need help with this, start looking for bird dogs to scout your deals for you. And basically, you're going to do a little front end work. You want to let them know exactly what you expect out of a property. And then, you know, you might have to go out to coffee with them and sit them down and let them know what they need to bring you. But that's it for the work. And from there, they should be shopping these deals for you. And if they start bringing you garbage, just cut them from the list. You know, unfortunately, they can't deliver. But you will find the right guys and gals that are going to go ahead and shop for properties, find you what you're looking for, bring you those winning deals. So you're not in the car burning your gas, burning your time, and not focused on what's more important to you. Now, another thing I wanted to share that I'm looking for is I'm also looking for large single family homes in Painesville Township, Ohio, or Painesville, Ohio. So if you're bird dogging in Ohio and you're not on my team, or if you just have a lead on some deals in my area, reach out to me, shoot me an email. Like I said, you know, I want all the legwork done first as far as the photos, the video, check the records on if it has taxes owed. But we are buying in Painesville and in Cleveland, we're buying in the Collinwood area. So if you're out of Ohio, Collinwood's the zip code 44110. and I want mixed-use commercial buildings over there. So shoot me an email, and I'll give you all the details, and we're absolutely in the market for that, so I'd like to network with you and see if you can find anything for us on that. One other thing I want to talk about on outsourcing your real estate tasks is last night, not only during the day did I walk a property with Dan that was a total waste of our time, aside from the great laughs we had of it, I had a call about a furnace being out. And this was on one of my houses in Painesville, and my maintenance guy lived about 30 minutes away, and I would usually pay him to go out there. Now, I live about 15 minutes from Painesville, so I figured I'd handle it personally. So, 7:30, I end up leaving. I was sitting at home with my family enjoying myself, and I drive out to this house in Painesville thinking it just needed to be relit, and it wasn't the case at all. So, I was calling my maintenance guy. We were brainstorming on how to get this thing fired up. I couldn't get it fired up, and I figured, being in Northeast Ohio, I can't have these people without heat. Even though it's March, it's still freezing here. So I left the house. I drive to Home Depot to get them a space heater. But guess what? They don't have space heaters around anymore. So from Home Depot, I had to drive to Walmart. And Walmart thankfully had a space heater, so I purchased it there. From there, I drive back to Painesville, hook it back up, troubleshoot the furnace a few more times. But when it's all said and done, I actually walked in the door at 10:30. So I spent 3 hours of my time, which could have been outsourced to my maintenance guy and just paid him to handle whatever for me. And I could have been relaxing with my family or working on new projects. So yeah, that's why I want to stress the importance of this, of expanding your team and hiring the right people to help you get the job done on whatever niche you're in. And while we're speaking of niches, I would like to talk about my niche sites that I'm building. And I don't know if you know about these yet or not, but the first one I want to talk about is carpetexpertblueprint.com. And basically, I built this site, you know, I was influenced by guys like Pat Flynn, who's built several niche sites, and he earns large amounts of affiliate income and AdSense income from his site. So I figured I'd follow his lead. So we created CarpetExpertBlueprint.com, and I started doing the writing for him. But I'm already writing for TakingActionToday.com. And for me to create posts and write out all this stuff, it takes so much of my time, and I just don't have the energy for it, the time for it. I have too many other projects going on. So within a Facebook group that I'm in, I just posted and asked if anybody was using content writers for their niche sites. And several people reached back out to me. You know, yes, they are. And then within that, content writers actually reached out to me directly as well. And you know what it costs to get a post written for you? If you're not in the blogging world, it's only $10, if not less. So something that takes me an hour of my time, someone is willing to do that work for only $10. So I was able to hire a content writer for CarpetExpertBlueprint.com. All I do is email him the headlines. He writes up the post for me. Then I go ahead and upload them, and I add the AdSense ads to it and any of the words in there that we could switch out to an Amazon affiliate link. I go ahead and do that as well. But he handles all the content for me, and that frees up a tremendous amount of my time every week. Now, something else I also started doing, and I got this idea from Gary Vanderchuk and Matt Giovannisi, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, was shooting YouTube videos. So I actually still own the carpet business that I created in high school. And when I'm driving around checking on my guys on projects, we'll set up the camera real quick, shoot a quick how-to video, upload it to YouTube, and we got the links going back to the site. So that's stuff that I'm already doing. And it's not actually taking up any more of my time at that point. So we're creating great content for stuff we're already getting paid to do. And then the extra stuff, you know, the writing the blog posts and things like that, I have content writers handling that for me. And, you know, I'm able to focus on new things. And actually, my goal for that website this time next year, I'm hoping that everything will be done on it and it'll be generating a passive low four figures per month in income, passive income. We'll be done with the site at that point and it should be throwing off that much income for us. And staying on the subject of niche sites, I also created realestategurureviews.com. Now, if you've been following the show, you know I love seminars, you know I love rah-rah gurus and all that. So I thought, what better thing to create is a whole site sharing content about your favorite guru, whether you like them or not. We'll put all the information out there. And same thing, I don't have time to write for it. So I found content writers that are able to write about real estate gurus, and we're sharing the back history on them. And the perk with this site is rather than going to the seminar and you listen to the whole spiel and you end up paying $30,000 for the program, on our site, we're finding all the links to the used programs of theirs for as little as $25. Some of their books are even like a dollar on there. So rather than going out and spending hundreds of dollars, we're building a site full of content about your favorite gurus, good and bad, about all their programs, whatever it may be, and offering substantial discounts on all their programs there. So that's another thing that I outsourced, content writer. You know, they're taking care of everything for me, only $10 a post. And I can focus on the other things like creating new Amazon links for it and the headlines that I'd like them to write for. And then I just step back and they handle everything else for me. And that site as well, this time next year, I hope that's bringing in a four-figure monthly income as well. And everything will be done. So that's the importance of outsourcing things. You know, you get everything done and then you step back and you enjoy that passive income. And the last thing, which I can't believe I haven't taken action on at all until last night after all that fun running around, was hiring a VA. Now, this should be one of the first things people should be looking into, and shame on me for not doing it, because a virtual assistant will only charge you about $4 an hour, and they can handle a huge array of tasks for you that eat up all of your time that you don't need to be spending time on. So how did I find my VA? It was the same thing. I went into a Facebook group I'm in, shared a post. I said, you know, I really need help with social media posts and my Craigslist ads. And a guy within my group, my buddy Mason Richmond, he hooked me up with a VA he uses over in Thailand. And, hooked up with him on Skype last night. And he's going to do a series of posts for me, send them out to me, make sure I like his work, and we work well together. And based on that, we can go ahead and move forward. So he's going to start doing all my preloaded Twitter, all my tweets. He's going to do my Instagram, and he's going to do my Craigslist ads for me. And I'll be here on the back end to respond to everybody. I'll still be doing all that personally. But as far as loading all those, that takes tons of time as well. And let's be real, we don't have that kind of time when we're working on these big projects. So I'm really excited that I got the VA, or at least sourcing one. I hope he works out. And if not, I'll share the details on that. And I'll still be looking for a new one if he doesn't. And then that way I can focus on the things that are really important to me. So the purpose of outsourcing and why I'm stressing all this is, you know, it gives you frees up the time for you. You know, it gives you the time to step back and really think about what you want to do with your business, how you can expand your business, because you're not, you know, your head's not clouded with all the other tedious things that are going on around you. Is I have to tweet this, I have to call this person back, I have to respond to this email. You know, you could outsource all those things for $4 an hour. What if you hired them part-time and paid someone $16 a day to handle all that nonsense for you, and you could just sit back and brainstorm on things that are really important to you? Or what if you could just, you know, free up time to spend time with your kids or go for a walk with your wife or your husband, only paying someone $4 an hour to take up all that time off your hands, and you can go ahead and relax. Or you could dream up new content for your new podcast, dream up new blog posts. You know, the possibilities are endless. So like I said, shame on me for not taking action on this sooner. But things are expanding, things are growing, and that's why I wanted to share this. So I assume everybody else is having the same situation where you're overwhelmed and busy. So it's time to outsource, expand your team, search for VAs, search for content creators, you know, anyone within your network that can help you accomplish your goals, reach out to them, work out a deal, sit back, brainstorm your new plans, and start taking action today. All right, everybody, thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody, thanks, and let's take action today.